Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
This is Sports Overnight America with your host, Jeff Rich.
Hello, everyone. Good evening and welcome in. It is Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Jeff Rich with you from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm joined, just as I am each and every night, by the lovely Jen Rich here in the studio in Phoenix. No mics on in San Francisco. Appreciate what Dom and Daniel are able to do to bring all the talent on the station to the air. By day, by night, they make what we do easy, because we can just show up and talk and talk. We shall. We're coming in on the aftermath of the Four Nations tournament. Not sure that we have not been on the air since Thursday, since Thursday night's championship game. So we could touch on that a little bit, but really turning the page rather quickly. The NBA back in action after the All-Star break. A lot of action going on Saturday and Sunday there. And during the day, we didn't have to find anything to do because the schedule makers of the Cactus League do that for us, essentially. Usually we do get out to a couple of different parks, opening weekend, but this was a back-to-back at my favorite park of Goodyear, and you don't mind going out there?
No, that's my favorite park of the Cactus League, too.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a drive, but it's not a terrible drive as long as the 10 isn't under construction or whatnot.
And it was closed over the weekend, I had some problems getting out there Saturday. Collectively, we kind of figured it out on Sunday, and all's well, it ended well. I had some great experiences at the ballpark. Do we need to see the Cubs? Actually, before we go to break, give me one plus of Goodyear over your home park of Sloan on the western edge of Mesa.
I feel like it's more open. I feel like the staff is a little friendlier. Fans are a little more easygoing. It's not typically as crowded.
The game's more accessible.
Yeah.
Let's leave it right there. We'll go to a break here. Jen Rich with me, Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You're listening to Sports Overnight America, and we'll be right back.
Is that a new Samsung Galaxy A15 5G?
Yeah, I got it for free when I joined Cricket Nation.
Sounds pretty great.
At Cricket, anyone can get a new phone when they switch.
Whoa.
With a high-quality camera, meaning more flattering selfies for all. And super-fast 5G, so you can post them for all to see. Your friends, your family, your ex. Free phone! Free phone!
Okay, I'll switch.
Welcome to Cricket Nation.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Lowe's knows that free is just better. That's why MyLowe's Rewards is free to join. As a member, you earn points towards MyLowe's money on eligible purchases, get exclusive free gifts, and earn free shipping at Silver Key status, all on top of weekly member-only deals. Don't wait. Join MyLowe's Rewards for free today and start saving more. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh, yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her driving, just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Need a little home makeover to get through the last few weeks of winter? Kohl's is having a big sale so you can give your home a reset. Plus, Kohl's Rewards members save an extra 15% on so much to refresh your space, like stylish decor, cozy pillows, convenient storage, and so much more. So hurry to Kohl's to snag your savings before the secret's out. Select styles. Kohl's Rewards 15% off coupon valid through March 2nd. Must be a Kohl's Rewards member. Exclusions apply. Visit a store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
Hello, and welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Jen Rich with you from Phoenix, Arizona. Jeff Rich sitting across from me, kind of running solo, well, I guess a duel this evening. But when you're not listening to this live, make sure you check us out on the social medias at What's Up Riches, at A Girl of Many Hats, and of course, don't forget the Sports Byline Network at Sports Byline USA. It's only been 4 years, and I think that's the first time I've done it without my laptop in front of me to read it from.
I'm pretty impressed. And, you know, as you spit out at What's Up Riches, honestly, full disclosure, we do not update it very much. I think that I added pictures from November and maybe even early December on the Instagram page on Sunday afternoon, so... got that done. You know, I don't want to post all the spring training pictures, but I feel like there's some pictures that I want to post. And I want to keep it all, you know, see logical, right?
Yeah. So I haven't been good about posting myself. I'm also behind. I think I'm up to June of last year. I do a lot of stories, though. You know, I post like the matchups every day and funny little sports stuff that happens. You know, memes and such.
Well, that's what you do, and you know, if you do follow the at a girl of many hats account on what is it? Is it an Instagram story that you share the schedule for the day?
Yeah.
And you kind of you put your, you know, you pass very passively aggressively, right?
Yeah.
You put your you know, your rooting interest or your spite in there.
Yeah, I'll put like a little sticker. They call them the stickers on Instagram. It pretty much, if any United States team is playing a Canadian team, it will absolutely be the United States team. Any team that's playing any of the LA teams, well, I guess just the Dodgers and the Lakers. Anyone who plays the Braves.
Anybody you're mad
anyone
at.
Anyone who
at
plays the Blackhawks. Anyone who plays the White Sox. I think that's it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? It's so crazy.
Oh, anyone who plays the Utah Hockey Club or whatever time, whatever name they're calling that wasteoid of a move up to that place by time this airs, because who knows? They might change name. They might get an adult name at some point.
And you only do it, on show days? You only do it on weekdays?
I only do it on pretty much like Monday through Friday, unless, you know, if we're off, you know, we take a day off to go do something. I don't typically sports those days.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. Now here's the thing. On Sunday, it was officially the Guardians' home opener out in Goodyear. Though they were out there on Saturday as well.
They played yesterday, but it was the Reds' home opener.
It was. Yeah. But it was just opening day overall in the Cactus League. And usually they make the Guardians the home team in that first game.
It was opening day in Goodyear.
Yeah, of course.
Like the Dodgers played on Thursday, just the solo game. And then, sorry, my brain just went to the solo stuff.
The solo stuff. Play some Billy Joel. I heard Uptown Girl the other day, and I was like, no, that doo-hop crap.
And now I just lost my train of thought.
Yeah, the Cubs play the A's a lot.
Oh, yeah, so the Cubs and Dodgers play that one game on Thursday, and then we had like five games on Friday. A couple over in the Grapefruit League, a couple over here in the desert, and then Saturday, everyone. Everyone played Saturday. Everyone played Sunday. I think there was some teams that split squad already.
Yeah, why not? So got out and saw the Cleveland team, and everybody hits home runs. The batters are so far ahead of the pitchers. First pitch of spring training, Brian Rocchio of Cleveland ropes a double to left center, and then he gets knocked home on a first inning home run. So. Yeah, the bats are swinging. These guys are just trying to find the strike zone right now, and unfortunately that does translate to batting practice. We saw Cleveland put up a 14 spot on Sunday in Goodyear. And my ballpark experiences were really cool because the whole story is, for the game on Saturday, I was going stag until I could find somebody. You had family obligations. That I would have normally tagged along with, but just the opening day in the Cactus League or first Saturday, first game that I was really going to motivate myself to attend, and I put a feeler out with my friend in San Diego. He's got one of those like unlimited passes on Frontier Airlines, and he just happened to have plans. We didn't catch up until Thursday, so I'm kind of scrambling. I'm trying to, I don't have a lot of baseball fan friends here in Arizona. In fact, a lot of our closest friends, and you could testify to this, Jen, are not, as they call it, fans of the sports ball.
Yeah, not a lot of sports ball following in our group.
And it's funny, but
we had to explain to some friends Saturday night at a barbecue that the Coyotes have not been here for almost a full year now.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Not everybody keeps as close a tabs on it as we do. But you know what? I just carry my bitter over the Coyotes everywhere, Jen. We were out at the ballpark on Sunday, and we had some Cleveland fans sitting in front of us. And, they caught my eye because they were wearing, number 14 Larry Doby jerseys, which those three fans in the innings that they sat in front of us did more to honor Larry Doby than Major League Baseball tends to do on July 5th. That is a snarky statement. That is a, hope everybody's listening. Hope that the sentiment we don't have to replicate everything that we do on April 15th for Jackie Robinson, but it would be nice, to let all the American League players wear the number 14. Kind of send that same sentiment, honor the player. It's not a participation trophy. The National League and the American League back, pre-segregation or pre-integration, 1947. Very different ballparks, very different experiences from April 15th to July 5th. I understand if you're the second player in the National League, first African-American pitcher, in fact, played for the Brooklyn Dodgers. I think he came up later in 1947 after Jackie Robinson was called up. But these people sitting in front of us were from Raleigh. And Jen, first thing that went through my mind was, well, the Carolina Hurricanes play in Raleigh, North Carolina. At least you guys should have a hockey team, and why not? You've been a hockey town for 10 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which isn't really, it's not true. I think that a lot of people are kind of salty still that there are no Hartford Whalers. But speaking of saltiness, Yeah, how are you? How upset are you that the United States lost in overtime in what by the neutral observer would say that it was a fantastic hockey game, right?
It was. It was a very good game. The whole series.
Mm-hmm.
The whole experiment with it, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I did see a meme that I shared on my Instagram where they had, they're like, maybe next time we do this, you have the rink set up like this, and it was like Chinese checkers, where you had like the two rinks with like the middle area.
Oh,
so
nice.
You would just have all four teams play at one time. Like, but two people would be playing, of course, horizontally, and then the other two vertically. But what happens in that cross section?
Oh, there's nothing but lights.
You know, yeah, whatever happens in that little cross section just happens. It's like international waters. But no, I thought it was really good. I was kind of mentally prepared for disappointment. The Cubs really, really beat the Dodgers a lot that day. So I was kind of riding that high a little bit.
Okay.
So it probably did bother me a little more than it would have if I wasn't already in that, like, winner mentality.
All right. These numbers from John Poulter you can hear on the Sunday morning show on Sports Byline. 15 players on the Canadian squad were Stanley Cup champions at one point in their careers. Three players on the American team could boast the same. A little bit less leadership. Austin Matthews just did not play as well as Connor McDavid in this tournament. And I think that the United States was playing with house money. I think that there'd be a lot of tremors and aftershock had the United States been the one scoring that goal. You know, one lucky bounce in the overtime period. We're going to send it to a break, and we'll be back with more sports on Sports Overnight America. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll be right back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. It is Sports Overnight America. You've got yours truly, Jeff Rich. Jen Rich is alongside, and we're just kind of resetting the weekend for you. Welcome back to the week. Hope your week is off to a great start. Jen, I think that we've got basketball. We'll touch on basketball next segment, but for right now, I want to talk about spring training, because one thing that I neglected to mention with our friends wearing the Dobie jerseys from North Carolina was the little underscored fact that they were direct descendants of Moses Cleaveland. Of the fame, of the namesake, though it's spelled differently, of the city on the lake in Northeast Ohio. Never lived in Cleveland, but as founders go, ancestors moved to different places, and probably a couple of generations separated from Northeast Ohio, but that was quite the thing.
It was
On Sunday.
They had it was the All-Star jerseys. I don't know what year. They looked like they were pretty old.
They might have been 1950 All-Stars jerseys, because they bore the number 14 and the surname Dobie on the back. They really represented their namesake well.
They absolutely did, and he showed us his driver's license to prove it.
Yeah, and that's the thing I would look for on the driver's license. I mean, I wasn't doubting it. It was just he presented Exhibit A, and it was like,
I think
right
he was
there.
Waiting for his moment.
Hey, I don't begrudge the guy. If you're out there, Mr. Cleveland, I definitely appreciated seeing you.
Thank you for listening to stories about seven generations of Jeff's family.
yes. So the story behind that is my grandfather's. My grandparents had this duplex in Northeast Ohio, outside the city of Cleveland, back in when my mother was a small child, probably late 50s, early 60s, and they became so close that they became family with each other. Yeah, and we've all got those friends of our parents that are aunt and uncle that aren't that aren't actually traceable by any legal standards as related, but we treat them like family. And this person was a contractor, and he took care of my grandmother right up until until the minute she died. As far as taking care of projects around her house when she was in her late 80s and living by her lonesome. So it was an honor to catch up. We were pretty loud. He was like a member of my family for sure. But what a cool afternoon to really catch up with this guy, because here's how I became aware of his existence was that he sent me a Facebook friend request about 5-10 years ago. I don't know what it was, and I'm like, who the heck is this guy? And Polish name, and I see that he's friends with my entire bloodline on my mom's side. I'm like, okay, he's got to be a friendly, and sure enough, he's the guy that took care of projects around my grandmother's house her entire life. And he was indebted to her. My grandmother, his Aunt Carol. So my mom said that, she really appreciated that third generation of my grandmother's, my mom's family name was hanging out with the second generation of these guys. So that was a cool thing. And, speaking of cool, we sat in the shade today. How about that?
That was nice. Although I think I probably would have been okay being warm today, because I've just been feeling kind of cold,
right?
The last couple days, it's like 80 degrees, but I'm just like, it's, I don't know, it feels cold in the house.
Yeah, so
I need to be in the sun, actually, like, cooking myself.
Right. Well, you know, it was the selling point because I didn't, you know, people from the Midwest, you know, they come out here and, you know, kind of underestimate the sun. So I want to make sure that, hey, we're going to get some comfortable seats. We had seat cushions. We had, you know, we were undercover. We never sat there at Goodyear. Of all the places that we've sat in that ballpark, which is just about everywhere.
One time we got tickets over there.
Did we?
I feel like one time, probably because we got super burnt the last time that we were there, or the game that we were at the day before.
Maybe we were taking some older guests with us.
We might have been, yeah.
So, but, you know, to think about spring training, one ballpark, it is, except with you know, certain exhibition exceptions, Goodyear's not used for fall league. So we see it, you know, late February, you know, into the month of March. And then we don't see that ballpark for, you know, another, you know, 11 months.
Yeah, the city of Goodyear uses it for a lot of things in the off season.
That's good.
They do a lot of community events there. I always mean to make it out, too. They do, like, the movie nights there. They play the movie on the screen, and you, like, hang out on the field or whatever. But, yeah, they do a lot of community stuff there, so.
Yeah, I think that we could, you know, I think that we could do a number to sell the community of Goodyear. And it's taken.
Oh, I love Goodyear.
It's taken.
I just don't have the patience to be driving that much.
Well,
I
and that's
barely handle my 10-mile round trip drive.
It's where it's located.
Yeah,
that's difficult. It's you know,
but it's also why it's nice, because you have no business being there. Like, unless you live there or you're going to a game, you have no business being there.
Right. You know, and it used to be a big lot of dirt between Goodyear Ballpark and I-10, and then on the north side of I-10, you had, like, Marley's, and you had, like, Buffalo Wild Wings. You had, like, a couple of, like, sports bar options. Yeah. And we don't go down Australia Parkway, which is a lot more, you know, commercial and retail.
Yeah, they've built that up.
But, you know, even the kind of the back way that we take off of Bullard Avenue going down there, it's all developed now. I mean, it's Amazon centers.
It's a lot of data centers, a lot of other warehouses and such.
So, I mean,
starting to get some of the apartments being built.
Well,
probably for the people who work at those places.
Well, and it's good for the homeowners out there because, you know, first of all, there's jobs there, but then, you know, there's also revenue being, you know, tax revenue being generated for the local community there. So, I think that Major League Baseball, the Cleveland organization and Cincinnati Reds are largely responsible for, for the development of that community, as well as the residents that have moved there, have bought in, have, you know, it's not right next to Phoenix Metro. It's I'd say that it's they say there's suburbs that are, you know, more adjacent to the cities, and then they refer to the, you know, not rural but further out burbs as exurbs.
Sorry, I started thinking about how the hot sauce place is out there, like, on the way. Like, that was one of the first big businesses out there when you drove to the ballpark. It was the kick word that I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
You can say ass-kicking on the air.
Okay, yeah, so it was, like, ass-kicking hot sauce. And I just found myself thinking, like, there's that campaign for, what's the hot sauce I usually buy? It's, like, Jay's? What is the hot sauce we usually buy? But it's, I put that bleep on everything.
Oh, Frank's.
Frank's. But I was just,
Red,
like,
Hot.
I'm just sitting here thinking, I'm like, do you think they started doing that little with the asterisks to kind of confuse you from the other hot sauce that uses the asterisk?
Well, I mean, you're talking about two different words. The other one that I wouldn't say here.
Well, I know, but they're both, you know, asterisk words that you have to, like, blur out depending on the current.
Just slow down when you say asterisk,
asterisk,
right?
Asterisk, yeah.
So, yeah, I you know... Yeah, good for them.
So that's where I went.
I know the people, you know, and they literally have asses, you know, donkeys out in the, you know, out on the farm.
Yeah, it looks all ranchy. Like, they have it set up to look all ranchy.
Yeah, and you know, I happen to have a you know, relationship outside of the sports media with them, so I would say I don't mind giving them a free shout out. You're gonna see their product all over, you know, Trading Post and, you know, like, gas stations and, you know, remote parts of Arizona. So, but that's what Goodyear was. I mean, it was that big farm with the Southwest Specialty, which is the parent name of the company, and a lot of farms. Now the now the farmers are gone, and we've got Phoenix police apparently causing a scene out outside of our window here this evening. So just mayhem, things that are beyond our control, which is kind of a symptom of the way that we the way that we do our radio show. It comes with us, by power of high speed internet. We take it wherever we go, and in the recent years, there's of course been the expectation that you're going to have internet with any lodging accommodations. But when we were staying at our favorite, the hotel that's formerly known as Hooters, but it's got a Hooters in it, and it's still there as the OYO, unless it's been knocked down since they've started ballpark development there, because it's going to be walking distance from the ballpark if it remains standing. But Jen, my guess is everything on Tropicana there is probably going to get a big facelift, up to including like the MGM.
I feel like the last time we were there, they were talking about how everything on the southwest corner there of Tropicana and Vegas Boulevard.
Yeah.
So, what is over there? Excalibur, Mandalay Bay,
Luxor.
Yeah. Are all, I've heard, allegedly on the chopping block as well.
Oh.
Like, that entire south part of the strip is going to be just nothing recognizable at all.
If you guys like that south end of the strip, south of New York, New York, and I mean MGM's probably going to be gone too. New York, New York. I don't think that's safe either.
MGM's like super big, and they do the basketball and stuff in there. And...
Well, yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit more about Vegas when we come back. Let's give a shout out to the troops listening on the American Forces Network. You're listening to Jeff and Jen on Sports Overnight America. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Ugh, my phone bill has gotten so expensive.
You know, if you join Cricket Nation, you can get 4 lines for $25 a month each.
I can get 4 lines for me and my family?
Or for you and your chosen family.
What about my double date night duos?
The whole table for 4.
How about my 2-on-2 basketball crew?
Add them to the team!
Or my rescue cats!
I mean, sure, but...
Or my barbershop quartet!
1, 2, 3, 4.
Have they been here this whole time? You have a lot of hobbies.
Welcome to Cricket Nation!
Discount varies per line. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for more details.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print it all for my business.
Oh, if you can think it, Staples can print it, and we'll beat any print quote.
Oh, great. I'm thinking new brochures and yard signs?
No problem.
I'm thinking calendars, t-shirts, and pens.
Totally.
I'm thinking Staples is the place for printing.
I thought you might think that.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her driving, just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago.
and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Now back to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Thanks for staying up with us. Reminder that we're live at 10 p.m. Pacific time, Monday and Tuesday nights anyway. You know, we'll push for more, but, you know, we've got to have somebody up there running us into the boards there. But nonetheless, happy to have you along with us for this edition of Sports Overnight America. Sometimes I confuse the station and the show because there's, you know, they're both you know, sports something.
Yeah, they're similar. And then we were talking about sports ball earlier. So.
Sports ball, yeah. Sports ball.
Who knows what word comes after sports?
I gotta be careful how much I say that because I don't want to be like the radio host. He doesn't care so much. So he calls
wake
it
up
with
tomorrow
a
and
casual.
See ourselves on bad announcing.
Like, God.
Radio host keeps referring to sports as sports ball.
He's referring to games. Doesn't specify sport. It's like an Onion article, right?
Sports ball.
Only the Babylon Bee and the Onion aren't too far fetched these days because you just can't get as far out there as we've become.
We're so did you have conclusive thoughts on Vegas?
Well, I was just gonna say we're talking about
the safety of MGM Grand.
The safety. Well, I don't think
like
anything
it's probably
is safe.
Not safe.
I don't think there's a casino and hotel that's up there that's safe.
No. They don't care how long it's been there or whatever.
No,
yeah, they're just knocking stuff
Bellagio,
down and building
Caesars,
new stuff. Yeah.
Those could all be gone in a heartbeat. There's no holding on to sentimental or historical value up there. In fact, we were talking about it and we're telling. I can't remember if we're telling eight randoms that we're just kind of over Vegas that...
it was today. We were talking about how you can drive pretty much any direction out of Phoenix for, 4 to 6 hours and, find something to do.
Oh, yeah.
And they asked if we go to Vegas and, we were kind of like almost maybe too much. I like taking little breaks from Vegas, which is unfortunate because it's slightly easier to get to from Phoenix now that they made that bypass outside the Hoover Dam.
Yeah, there's.
But I don't think they're ever going to finish the 11.
There's a lot of nowhere between between the outskirts of Phoenix and approaching Nevada. Once you're in Nevada, I mean, there's a lot of nothing Nevada between the Hoover Dam and the Las Vegas, Paradise,
Nevada
Strip. Not
too much, because you go through the Hoover Dam, and then you go through, like, Boulder City there.
Right.
Past that subdivision where there's always the elks or goats or whatever.
The Rams?
Rams, like, angrily headbutting each other.
Well, I've never seen it, and you've seen it, like, once?
Once, but it was, like, a lot of them.
And you were talking a lot of smack about how
the
there's never
drive
any Rams
up
there.
Because there's signs constantly, like, look out for the Rams. Oh, the Rams. Rams. And after, like, a decade of driving there, what I felt like every 2 or 3 months, no damn Rams. Not a single Ram. Like, maybe some dead small critters on the road, but, like... So the drive I took up there was with family. It was a girls' trip. And, we came around that bend after you clear the dam area and started heading towards that subdivision. And there was just, there had to be like 50 of them just on the side of the road. And some of them were just chilling, doing Ram stuff, drinking the water, eating the grassers. But a lot of them were, like, actively beating the crap out of each other.
I've seen video. Like, it's...
Like, the head ramming. They were bucking each other. Like, I was not expecting it. The car was silent for, like, a good 10 minutes. Because, like, just no one was expecting to see that.
Of all the things
And I've
that...
never made fun of the animal rams since.
Like, the warning signs that says that there might be rams here.
Ram. Or, like, animal rams themselves. Football rams, yeah, they're for a game. But I don't make fun of animal rams anymore.
So we didn't really, you know, despite the fact that, you know, going back to the beginning of our relationship in like 2006, you know, we made a trip up there that, you know, that summer. You know, in fact, we went there the Monday after we got married in 2007. So we've had our, you know, we've had our good times there.
We've done baseball there. We've seen the original Aviators, and then we've also seen the 51s, and then the Aviators.
But we didn't really, I mean, for all the years that we were going from 06 to, I mean, it was 2015.
Yeah.
It was 2015 because I think that Chris Bryant was like with the Cubs, right?
Yeah, we went up Cubs, for like Mets. Cubs A's or something.
Cubs and Mets.
Cubs Mets.
Because the Mets were the 51, yeah, the 51s were the Mets affiliate.
Because that's where they played at the 51 stadium at that point.
Correct. It was Cashman Field, which is, you know, further north.
Yes.
You know, and what would that be? That'd be like west of the Strip.
Yeah, slightly west. Yeah.
Yeah. And you
I
know, now
been east.
Now I don't even know where they are really in relation to, you know,
they
Las Vegas
are
Boulevard.
Way west.
Because they're in Summerlin.
They're like northwest.
There's Lazy Dog Brewing Company like right down the street.
There is. Love that place.
And they don't pay us anything either. Maybe they should.
Yeah, right, if you're listening.
Yeah. Lazy Dog Brewing Company, it's it's a staple for us when we visit the northwest suburbs of
good eats,
Chicago.
Good drinks.
And they're all over California.
Dog friendly, so they have a patio, and sometimes people have dogs. But they have, you know, the TVs. They have a lot of sitting available. They offer memberships so you could get, you know, every quarter they do like a 6-pack of beer. And I wish we'd have one out here. Yeah. I hate that we don't have one out here.
But every time we go to Chicago, every time we go to Vegas, every time we... And the
California.
Thing is, we can get them all over California.
Yeah.
And it's surprising that we don't have one in Phoenix. In fact, you know, sponsorship would be great.
Yeah, like I did the membership because I'm like, just, between Vegas and California, we're there a lot. But then it kind of trailed off, so then I had to cancel it. And they had the reason why. And I did. I explained that to them. And I was like, why are you not in Phoenix? Please come to Phoenix. And like, no one ever said anything. It just got the generic... Your membership has been canceled.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, feedback doesn't mean anything. It's all bots.
You know, I was like, why wouldn't somebody just tell me, like, why won't you just come to Phoenix?
Okay, so we get to a point where I think we took your mom for her birthday because her birthday is mid-March. And, you know, we did see Cubs, Mets in Vegas. We talked about doing it for years, and it took us, like, yeah, like almost 10 years to actually go up there for that exhibition in Las Vegas, and it was like random teams, or maybe it was just that the affiliation was so fluid with the Las Vegas affiliate that you know, it was a number of teams, so it felt like there was a lot of rotation with who played the games in Vegas. But anyway, that was the first and only game that we saw at that ballpark. And then I think that the next sporting event that we witnessed up there would have been Cleveland playing the we did a double dip, if I recall correctly, back on like March 1st, 2020.
I think we went to like Topgolf that morning, and then we went to the Cleveland game at the new stadium where they started playing under as the Aviators.
Right, Las Vegas ballpark.
And then we went to hockey that night, and your brother almost got kidnapped by Russians.
All facts. All facts. Gender.
That wasn't like three truths and a lie. Like, that
no,
was all.
Those were
all
truth.
Things that happened.
My brother's okay. I mean, he came out fine. But,
I mean, he's got some trauma, but like. He's
Yeah. He can't watch Rocky IV. It's like 9 out of 10 doctors say that he cannot watch that movie. And don't even talk about Red Dawn.
Yeah.
But yeah, or Sean Connery's bad accent as a Russian. Or Sean Connery was one of the Russians in Hunt for Red October. The best Jack Ryan movie is The Fugitive, though, and you know, the best Harrison Ford movie is The Fugitive.
Yes.
But
and I will leave that on. Anytime I'm going through the channels and I see it's on, I will leave it on. I do not care. I don't care if it just started. I don't care if it's almost over. If I see that it's on, I am turning it on.
Oh, I was leaving the cat by himself when I went to baseball on Saturday, and I I looked. I was like, "Hey, you gotta watch the last 18 minutes of the Outsiders, just the socialites fighting with the greasers."
So much.
And then you get to watch The Fugitive. And that's
and I was gonna turn it on. You know, I was like, "Oh, Bubba, I think Bubba likes The Fugitive too, because it reminds him of me." But yeah, I didn't feel like he felt like watching The Outsiders to get to it.
Okay.
So I left it on a different movie, and I don't even remember which one it was, but it was the movie coming on was The Fifth Element, and you said that that was probably not good for Bubba, but neither one of us have even seen it, so.
And it's the unknown that spooks me more than probably anything.
We pieced together that Bruce Willis is in it, and then the orange, mostly naked chick.
Yeah.
And yeah. That's it. That's all we know about that movie.
Well, she was in
Maybe Bubba wanted to see some skin. She was Maybe he likes orange / red heads or whatever color that was.
She was in Dazed and Confused, but she didn't have any lines. She just like made the mannequins, I guess. Like the fake hippies that were sitting in the back of maybe the El Camino, maybe a regular pickup truck. I'm not citing that movie.
I'm not familiar enough with that movie to try to quote or, you know, describe scenes from it.
Okay.
I know of it, and I know the basis parts of it, but yeah, I don't know all its inner workings.
I know you're not in an overly corporate environment, but as they would say on a Zoom call, we'll just circle back to that, Jen.
All I know is I know the I keep getting older, but they just keep getting younger line, and then
well, that was McConaughey's film debut.
And then there's like one other, and I can't even think of it right now. All right. That's it.
Which are the first lines?
Those are the only two quotes from that movie I can remember.
Okay, you got it. I mean, you're good.
Oh, Air Raid. Parker Posey screams Air Raid a lot.
Yeah. I heard that Parker Posey did that before I actually saw the movie, because I didn't see it in 93. I probably didn't see that movie until like 1998 or 99.
I'm pretty sure I didn't see that movie until we were like dating or married.
All right, so your basis for hockey. We've seen hockey at together at two of the three venues that the Coyotes played in while they existed. So Las Vegas. Oh, you went to a Blackhawks game.
I went to a singular Blackhawks game.
But and you've been to a singular Golden Knights game.
I think it was just one. Maybe it was two.
Well, whatever it was.
It was enough.
I mean, we're talking about Vegas.
Chicago fashion, there was a big cement pillar obstructing view. So,
that's awesome. I've sat behind those pillars at Cleveland Stadium. I can kind of relate. What'd you think of the, I guess, the show, the sideshow that is the Golden Knights Hockey Experience?
That was crazy. The second it starts before you even get in the arena. Just the massive people that are migrating to it. And then you get in it, and like there's marching bands running around, and like Vegas showgirls and like cheerleadies. And then like Blue Man Group just like showed up and started shooting off a bunch of confetti, like ripped horn. There was like dragon slaying.
I think
it was Vegas-y. It was incredibly Vegas-y.
I want to get back, but
like
I want to do
seats.
It right.
Yeah, I'd like to have seats at some point.
We were standing room only.
And we had like the tallest giraffe men of all time standing in front of us for that game.
Yeah, and we had the Russians that were getting a little too handsy with my brother.
Yeah, and your brother's not a big guy.
No.
They could have very easily taken him. Like, they could have just picked him up and put him in, like, a pocket or maybe, like, a bag from the team shot. I mean, I don't know if we would have noticed.
You know, Biden would have brought him home. He would have let some arms dealers go when we had my brother back, so it would have been all good. But, hey, let's throw it to a break on that note.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America, everyone. Jeff Rich with you from Phoenix, Arizona. And here it is. The date was February 24th. The year was 1985. After falling behind 33-13 during a USFL game, Houston Gamblers quarterback Jim Kelly leads his club to a 34-33 victory over the Los Angeles Express at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Kelly passes for 574 yards, completes 35 of 54 throws, and connects for 5 touchdowns, 3 of them to Ricky Sanders. Kelly throws for 3 touchdowns in the final 10 minutes, the last of them 39 yards to Sanders with a minute 18 to go. The 574 passing yards is a record for a pro game played in the United States, breaking the previous NFL record of 554 set by Norm Van Brocklin of the Los Angeles Rams in 1951. So, gents, spring training is underway. We'll have regular season hockey resuming. I guess they were back on Saturday. So
yeah, everything's back to normal.
Yeah, and like I said, I think that we would be talking a lot more about the U.S. winning the Four Nations than we are about them losing, losing in the closest way. possible. I think that what the other leagues would do to try to replicate this would be kind of a mistake.
Yeah.
I think that this was a phenomenon exclusive to hockey. And I'm not going to put my hat in the sand and say that there's nothing going on that beyond the game of hockey that fired up the tensions in this series or in this this round robin, this exhibition. But hey, I am looking forward to Major League Baseball. I'm not really feeling any way or another towards the fact that the players are able to challenge balls and strikes in spring training. And other than that, I think I'm ready for April, beginning of baseball, the conclusion of the March Madness tournament, as well as the Stanley Cup and NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for us here on Sports Overnight America. Stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.